Welcome back to NewsRamp Cryptocurrency for Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
DataVault AI DVLT launches $100 million copper tokenization initiative with Copper Core. DataVault AI has launched a $100 million copper tokenization initiative in partnership with Copper Core Inc. The initiative aims to digitize and tokenize copper resources through a proprietary blockchain platform, creating Copper Coin TM digital tokens. Each token will represent 5 pounds of in-ground copper, with pricing linked to COMEX benchmarks. This initiative targets global investors seeking fractional liquid ownership in the growing copper market tied to AI infrastructure, electrification, and energy transition demand. Vake reported $2 million in revenue for 2025 and issued bodstatement.com. Great Estate Blockchain Inc. reported over $2 million in revenue for 2025, showing a 300% growth from the previous year. The board of directors issued a statement regarding potential business events, citing uncertainties in the blockchain initiative and potential adjustments to financial performance in 2026. The company remains committed to exploring alternative strategies for long-term growth.
Greenlane reports fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results. Greenlane Holdings, Inc. reported its financial results for the fourth quarter and full year of 2025, marking a pivotal year as the company transitioned to a digital asset treasury strategy focused on BIRA. The company acquired 51,659,912 units of BIRA and held $22,600,000 in stablecoins on its balance sheet as of December 31st, 2025, with no outstanding debt and $32,500,000 in cash and cash equivalents for continued strategic initiatives.
Investor news breaks: Forward Industries, Inc. delivers strong results as Solana treasury expands. Forward Industries, Inc. recently completed its first full reporting period as the world's largest Solana treasury. With over 6.9 million SOL holdings and significant staking rewards, the company's validator infrastructure has outperformed many peers with a gross annual percentage yield between 6.5% and 7.2%. Forward Industries focuses on creating shareholder value by actively participating in the Solana ecosystem through on-chain opportunities like staking and lending.
Tech media breaks. DataVault AI Inc. launches a $100 million copper tokenization initiative with Copper Core. The initiative aims to digitize and tokenize copper resources through its blockchain platform, creating Copper Coin digital tokens linked to COMEX benchmarks. Each token represents 5 pounds of copper, offering fractional ownership for global investors. The company plans to launch by the end of the second quarter, tapping into the growing copper market demand.
Why crypto startups are struggling to attract VC funding? Crypto startups are finding it harder to secure VC funding as investors become more cautious in the cooling market. Transact CEO Sami Start notes a shift from the previous boom cycle, signaling a deeper utility for crypto. This change could benefit the entire industry, including companies like Riot Blockchain Inc., in the long run.
Larry Fink reconsiders his crypto skepticism as BlackRock's ETF soars. Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, is reconsidering his skepticism towards cryptocurrencies as the company's ETF experiences significant growth. This shift comes as funding for crypto startups becomes more challenging amidst a cooling market. Sammy Start, CEO of Transact, notes the changing landscape could deepen crypto's utility and boost industry appeal. Companies like Riot Blockchain Inc. could benefit from these shifts in the long term.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.